Lindsey Campbell was my friend. That's how he addressed me. My dear friend. That's the way he'd call me. We'd chit-chat for a minute. Earlier this week when I received a call that he had passed away, immediately my mind was racing on, okay, what would be the arrangements? How would I kind of change everything so I can be there? Oh, I don't know if I can be there. I don't know if I can make this work. I had a dear friend one time tell me, we often get one chance to do the right thing. So while I was just pretty well convinced, I cannot work this out. There's no way I can work this out. Michael calls me and says, my mom wanted me to call you. As soon as he said that, I thought, let's be there. I need you to take care of the closing comments at the gravesite. I said, okay, that's what we'll do. So I get a call this morning from Todd, and they found donors. Todd says, Marvin, I can't make it. I need you to take that service. I'll tell you what I thought. The lot is laid in the lap, and the whole disposing of it is of the Lord. I'm going to make a few comments out of Revelation chapter 7. The next morning after I'd spoken with Michael, this passage came to my mind. I want to just take Revelation 7, and this is what I'm thinking about. Our departed brethren, we speak and knowing that they're with the Lord. We know that from the Scriptures. And in the book of Revelation, if you've got your Bible with you, I want you to look at verse 13, Revelation 7:13. Let me just say, while you're turning, let me tell you what has come about in this passage of Scripture. The Lord is going to allow the winds. Church, verse 1 says, Revelation 7, after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. You know, we speak of the Spirit of God as being the wind. He blows as the wind. This is not that. The winds here, these four winds that are going to go forth, are going to be that which Almighty God allows to go forth, these winds of deception that are going to be blown upon the earth. You know, the Almighty God orders all things. And whenever the Lord allows whatever goes through this earth, He does it to His glory and the good of His people. But before these winds of deception are going to be released by these angels, an angel in verse 2 says, ascended from the east having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we've sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Almighty God is going to protect His people, those that He's everlastingly loved. And they're not going to be deceived. They're not going to be tossed with every wind of doctrine, deception. God's going to protect them. Well, they are sealed. They're protected. And Almighty God, after sealing and protecting His people, the Scripture says in verse 9 of Revelation 7, John speaking, and he said, after this, I beheld And lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Now here we behold this great number. No man can number. God knows them. Man would be better off trying to count the grains of dust upon this earth than he would know those who are the Lord's. And here they are. They've been sealed in their forehead, and God has protected them, kept them from deception, kept by the power of God from this era, this world. They're not going to leave this world tossed to and fro. And John is allowed to see this throng standing there, clothed in white robes. And I began to think on this passage as I looked over it, and I thought, God's people are there. They're there. What are they doing? There's so much that we don't know. There's so much that we're left in, you know, ignorance of. The Lord knows. But I looked at this passage of Scripture and I thought, now here's a multitude. John sees them, verse 9. They're from everywhere. And in verse 10, what are they doing? Here's what they're doing. 10, 11, 12. They cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God. Isn't that a beautiful one? Our God. Our God. What's He doing? Which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. I thought, this is a God that this world doesn't know. Our God rules. David, where's your God? Our God's in heaven. What's He doing? Whatever He's pleased to do. And verse 11 says, and all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. I thought to myself, I know so little about that. Worshiping God. We assemble ourselves together. Well, we say we're going to a worship service. Oh, how little I know. Verse 12 says, this is what they were saying. Amen. So be it. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. So be it. And John's looking at this. And he's beholding. This is where the departed saints of God are now. If you want to know where Brother Lindsay is, you want to know where Brother Don is? You want to know where they are? Right now, according to these Scriptures, the only authority that has any merit to it whatsoever, what are they doing? They're standing before the throne. And they see Him. And they know Him. And He knows them. And here's what they're saying. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving. Oh, thank you. Thank you that I'm here. Honor. Honor. The only honor that is deserving to you. Power. Power and might be unto our God. What power do we have? We're frail creatures of the dust. We're just here for a moment. Oh, but unto Him, forever and ever. And then John said, one of the elders, verse 13, answered, saying unto me, now listen to this question. I thought, what a question. What or who are these which are arrayed in white robes? Who are these? Who are these people? Who are these people standing in white robes? Now, he's asking a question that he's going to answer in just a moment. And listen to the second part of that question. And whence came they? Now, you talk about a question. Now, here's a question. Who are they, and where did they come from? That's what he's asking. Who are these people? John, the Scripture says, verse 14, answers out of complete submission to the one doing the asking. And he said, sir, you know. Who are these that are standing there in these white robes? And then that one that asked him, that elder, said, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who are these people? I tell you who they are. These are the elect of God. Those that were chosen before the foundation of the world, that Almighty God loved. Loved with an everlasting love. That though nothing was found in them, according to His will, He chose to show mercy. Moses asked Him, Exodus 33:19, show me Your glory. Show me Your glory. Here is the glory of God according to the Lord's answer. Here's His glory. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. And I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. And the Spirit of God moved upon the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9 to say this, so then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. These, verse 14, are they which came out of great tribulation. This great tribulation. What is this? We're in it. We're in it right now. This is this great tribulation of these afflictions and trials and persecutions of this world. Oh, but the affliction from within, the fighting and the warring within. The Lord told His disciples, He said, you'll be hated of all men for My name's sake. They came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have robes that were not of their making. This is the imputed robe of Christ's righteousness. These are they that were chosen of the Father and given to the Son, and those who the Son, the surety, who stood and answered the demand for the justice of God. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He, the Father, hath made Him sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. These are the ones that the Spirit of God came in the day of love. cross their path through the hearing of the gospel. Called them power, grace, made them willing in the day of His power. And the Scripture says they've come and they've had their robes washed by faith in the blood of the Lamb. I've thought of this Scripture so many times. I thought they washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. You know, this is the only place you're ever going to find that blood washes anything white. Oh, the preciousness of His blood. That blood that is beheld by the Father. That blood that was put on the doorpost there in Egypt. Almighty God said to Moses, "You tell the people, you put the blood on the doorpost. And when I pass through, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you." And the Scripture says in verse 15, "And therefore are they before the throne." These that God Almighty has everlastingly loved. Those that God chose to be there with Him. What are they doing? I tell you what they're doing. "Therefore are they before the throne of God, and they serve Him." They worship Him. Now this is something, now just think about what I'm about to read. "They serve Him, they worship Him day and night in His temple." We're so frail. I can't even try to pray and keep my mind constant. I catch myself just so. I thought, where was I? I called myself praying. Let me tell you what they're doing. Separated from the body of this death that you just mentioned. Separated from the very presence of sin. Standing in the very presence of God. They worship day and night in His temple. And He that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. He'll put His tabernacle over him. And Scripture says in verses 16, "They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat." There's not going to be anything that's withheld from them that they need. What do they need? I don't know. But I can tell you this. There'll be no need that's not supplied. Verse 17, "For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them." They're going to be fed by the Lord Jesus Christ. He who loved them, lived for them, died for them. He who ever liveth to make intercession for them. He who said, "Father, I will that where I am, there they may be also." Here they are. They behold His glory. And the Scripture says, "And when He feeds them," that is to tend to them, to nourish them and cherish them. Oh, we try to be a little encouragement to each other, you know, and help each other and say, I'm going to be praying for you. But the Scripture says there, the Lord Himself is feeding them. And then it says, "And shall lead them into living fountains of water." That is, lead them to teach them, to show them or guide them in the revelation of the living waters of God's mercy and grace. I'm the first to admit I don't understand all that I'm reading. But I believe it. And then lastly, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." not an angel, Almighty God. God who spoke this world into existence. God who says, and it is. God Himself, in absolute tenderness and compassion, mercy, the Scripture says, shall wipe away their tears. You know, right now, here we are, we're hurting. I've looked out and I've listened to these things that's been said that were so tender and they're so sweet. And my heart was just moved. And I watched you. I saw you. You know, you couldn't hold back your emotions. We love Lindsay. We miss him, miss Don. These men that I talk to all the time, I love them. I love them. I'm not going to say loved. I love them. I miss them. My heart breaks. Betty Groover told me one time, a believer dies and this is our attitude. We rejoice with a tear in our eye. But there's coming a time when there won't be any more tears. And God will wipe away. Right now, this presence of sin, this body of death, and we have anxiety, we're troubled on every side, but oh, in that day, freed from the very presence of sin, never again to know the occasion of weeping or despair or tribulation. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Deliver us from the body of this death according to your good pleasure, your glory, and our eternal good. Amen. Okay. Jimmy.